June the 11th. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19, King James Version. There's no light in the planet except that which proceeds from the sun. And there's no true love for Jesus in the heart except that which comes from the Lord Jesus himself. All our love for God must spring from this overflowing fountain of the infinite love of God. It must always be a great and certain truth that we love him for no other reason than because he first loved us. Our love for him is the lovely offspring of his love for us. Anyone can have cold admiration when studying the works of God, but the warmth of love can only be kindled in the heart by God's Spirit. How great a wonder that people like us have been brought to love Jesus at all! How marvelous that when we had rebelled against him, he sought to bring us to him by a display of such amazing love. We never would have had a grain of love toward God unless it had been sown in us by the sweet seed of his love for us. Love for Jesus, then, begins with the love of God poured out within our hearts, Romans 5:5. But after it is divinely born, it must be divinely nourished. Love is not a plant that will flourish naturally in human soil, but it must be watered from above. Love for Jesus is a flower of a delicate nature. If it received no nourishment except that which could be drawn from the rock of our hearts, it would soon wither. Just as love comes from heaven, so it must feed on heavenly bread. It cannot exist in the wilderness unless it is fed by manna from on high. Love must feed on love. The very soul and life of our love for God is his love for us.